Salaam alaikum. Today we're going to talk about Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Welcome back. So we're going to ask some questions about Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, and we're going to be answering them. So get ready. Number one, and I'm sorry to start with a hard one, but that's how it is. So do you know what the word Hazrat means? Well, it's an Arabic word and it means eminence. And it can be used for both men and women. And number two, who was the father of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam? You're right, the father of Hazrat Abbas is Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is the first Imam. And number three, what is the famous title of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam? I know that was a hard one, but that's because Hazrat Abbas is extra special. So one of the titles of Hazrat Abbas is Qamar Bani Hashim, and that means the moon of Bani Hashim. How beautiful. And moving on to number four, who was the mother of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam? Great job. She was the holy lady by the name of Fatima, and she is also known as Umbul Baneen. That means the mother of sons. Okay, number five, in what city was Hazrat Abbas born in? Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was born in the city of Medina, and it was on the 4th of Shaban. Okay, I'm getting tired. Number six, in what city was Hazrat Abbas buried in? That's right, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was buried in the holy city of Karbala, right next to his brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You should definitely visit with your family one day. Okay, number seven, on what day and in which month was Hazrat Abbas martyred? Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was martyred on the 10th of Muharram, on the same day that his brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred. Okay, finally, number eight, last question, but it's quite hard. What does the name Abbas mean? Take your time, don't be hasty, and you can ask your mom and dad. We're waiting. Well, the name Abbas means one who frowns, and that's because Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam would frown in the face of the enemies of Allah. How interesting. Well, that's all the time we had, and I'm really glad you answered those questions so well. I know these were hard questions, but you did really well. And if you didn't, it's okay. Just keep practicing until you remember. See you all next time, inshallah, wherever you are.